All right, come on in. Corinne Hawthorne, won't he do it? Ain't nobody stopping my shine. Try to break me, take me out, but welcome in, welcome in. All right. Welcome in. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome in. Welcome in. Happy Wednesday. Wednesday. We are here with the Why Struggle podcast. I am your host, Barbara J. Faison, and we are here to do our morning daily practice of getting tuned in for life so we can go out and be centered and be the beautiful lights that we came here to be. So I thank you for joining us, and we are live with my group, or our group, at Barbara J. Faison, that is called A Slice of Silence. And so if you'd like to join us, just go to Barbara J. Faison and ask to join the group. But we start with a card reading after we say hello to everyone that is in the group. And we've got people coming in. Good morning. Let's just do a quick hello to people that I can see who have arrived. We have Yvette, Russ, and Rukama, and Batia, and Teresa, and Andrea. So that is who I see. If you are there and I don't see you, my apologies, but welcome in and thank you for your practice. How is everyone doing this morning? And Patricia Coleman is watching. Excellent. Thank you so much. Good to see you, cuz. So we are going to get started with our practice. I'm going to pull a card, and the practice is, let me turn this over. That was a card for yesterday, seeking and finding. I don't know. Good morning, Donna. I'm not sure if you all had a chance to listen to Andrea's flying skills. She has on her blog a segment called Flying Skills. If you did not get a chance to listen to it, please do, because, you know, Andrea has just the sweetest voice. I could just listen to her all day long. And I loved yesterday, the one that I posted was really about not chasing your dreams, because what we're seeking is already finding us. And so I thought it was perfect for the card that we pulled. It takes about 2 minutes to listen to. So I encourage you, if you have not, support her and listen to it, because it was pretty doggone awesome. And we want to support each other as we're in this group together. But we are still practicing. And the practice is, your positive ways will reflect positively on you. So just remember, it is all practice. Everything is practice. Good morning, Monica. Welcome in. Welcome in. So we have wonderfully talented people in here. And if you have something that you would like to share, please do so. You know, I don't have any rules in this group, because I just feel like people kind of know what to do and what not to do. But definitely, we want to support you. I know we have, if you need essential oils, Patricia Coleman does essential oils. And Yvette Lee is also a voice artist who does jingles as well as audiobooks. Good morning, Henry Johnson. And Rukama is a therapist slash counselor and also a speaker and is a soon-to-be author. And Russ, remind me of what you do. I can't remember. Tyrell, welcome in. So just make sure that we know what we all do so we can support each other. That is part of what this group does as well, to support people, and especially like-minded people that are in their practice with us. So we appreciate that. Okay, so if you have something you want to share, please do. And I would say outside of the meditation, so that way people can see it in the group. All right, so we're going to get started with our practice. No card is coming out, so I'm just going to pull one. Usually when I'm shuffling the cards, something drops out, which is wanting us to be aware. So we will see what comes up. I'm just going to fan the cards. They are beautiful cards. These are the butterfly cards. And can't really see how gorgeous they are, but they've got like this gold on the side, and they're just beautiful cards. And they are by Doreen Virtue, who has, I don't know, tons of decks of cards. She's been doing this probably 25 years or so. The card is Join In, and it's two butterflies. One in the back, one in the front, and they're both joining in on, as my mama would say, getting some vittles. Those butterflies are getting their vittles. Okay. Join in. You're being called to push past shyness and meet new people. Although you might not think of yourself as sociable, it's time to take action and get acquainted with like-minded friends and associates. Your social fears stem from spending time with intense, insensitive people, and you'll benefit from connecting with gentle and kind individuals like yourself. You receive this card because, in order to meet these new friends, you'll need to join in. That means literally joining an in-person, not online or virtual, class or group so that you can network with others. Joining in also entails introducing yourself at these groups and having conversations. This positive change in your social life will open new doors for you in other areas. Additional meanings, do charity work, join a spiritual or religious group aligned with your beliefs, commit to a relationship. And again, the additional meanings are do charity work, join a spiritual or religious group aligned with your beliefs, commit to a relationship. Okay, this is interesting. Because one thing I've learned over the years is that I used to say I was a social person who liked my solitude. And I believe over the years I've become a solitary person who can socialize. So although sometimes I appear to be extremely extroverted, I have moved toward a little bit of introversion. So this is fitting for me. And I'm about to go to this voiceover conference that is tomorrow through Sunday. And so I have to kind of hype myself up for that just because of the energy that's required to be in spaces like that. And I know that about myself. So I'm going to take a nap when I get done here and just kind of get my energy prepared to be around in large spaces. Because there is a level of energy that, you know, I'm not used to because I'm not around hundreds of people like that on a regular basis. So the card is speaking to me, and I know I have to make sure that I join in and not just go over to the corner or go sit in my car. I have to make sure that I go. And that's the whole reason I'm going is part of it is for networking and just to get back out there with the voiceover community. So, or to get out there with the voiceover community with this conference. So I get what that's about for me, and hopefully it speaks to you on some level. So we will get started with our practice now. And our practice will begin with this tone. And I will guide you in and out of the practice. The group is called a slice of silence because at some point in time there will be a slice of silence, which usually runs anywhere between 5 and 7 minutes, just depending upon how the meditation comes to me and how it is led. So it's important, I believe, for us to have a slice of silence. So let's begin by getting seated with our feet flat on the floor, our bodies straight yet not tight or taut. And if you're lying down, just lay flat with your back straight and we shall begin. Let's begin. And we begin by taking 3 deep breaths. We'll hold at the top of the breath, breathe deeply and exhale with a loud sigh. And that helps us release any toxic air that may have accumulated because we've been sleeping. Let's breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. And our third and final breath together. Breathe in and out. And allow your eyes to close or lower. And that's just to lessen any distraction that may be in front of us visually. And just continue breathing at your own pace, rate, and rhythm. Breathing in and breathing out, taking this time to tune in. And let's place both of our hands with our fingers facing each other right above our navel, right in the center of our body. That is the solar plexus area. This is the seat of our confidence. Our confidence and our knowing, our willingness to trust. And we're also just tuning in and touching our bodies to remind ourselves that these are the cars that we get around in. Whatever your car is, whether it's a high-end car or something not so high-end, we are grateful to have our bodies as our vehicle. So we just breathe in and breathe out as we connect with that center, that source of confidence and connection, that source of knowing and trusting that allows us to move and to join in situations. So we sit and we breathe and we become aware of places where we may have been sitting back, but we now need to join in so we can connect with what it's going to require of us to move in, to join in, to step in, as opposed to step out. So we ask whatever questions we need to ask of ourselves so we can be clear about our next moves. As we move into our space of silence, we are tuning in and asking for guidance. And we're confident that it will be received. And the guidance may be received as a whisper, as a subtle thought, as a gentle reminder. However it comes to us, we want to be able to recognize it, to receive it, and then to act on it. So we allow the silence to give us that space, to be the container that holds that space for us today and every day. And we're grateful. As we sit and trust, believe and know in the silence that wraps around us like a warm hug. And we breathe. As we slowly begin to return back to this present moment, just a reminder that all is well. I am safe. I am calm. I am amazing. I am creating the experiences I want to enjoy today. I am financially sound. I am confident. I am trusting. I am loved. I am lovable. I am loving. I speak with love and kindness. I speak kind and loving words to myself and to others. I see where I'm going, and I'm excited about all the opportunities and possibilities. I am clear on my connection to all there is. I know that everyone loves me and always wants to help me. And allow these words and thoughts and feelings to just wash over you as we return from the silence. Let's rub our hands together with our eyes still closed and feel that energy being created. And place your left hand over your left eye, your right hand over your right eye. Let's take a deep breath in and exhale with a loud sigh. Open your eyes and take a look around. I heard our birds out there singing. And just move your body a little bit. And just be grateful for this moment. Let's put our hands in prayer position and just bow to everyone in this moment that is taking time for self and self-care and being in their practice, whatever their practice is. I thank you for tuning into the Why Struggle podcast. We'll be here tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be here at 6:45. There may be a 6:30 start on Thursday and Friday. I need to just check my driving time down to the conference. It starts at 8, so I want to make sure I get there and get parked. So let's just go ahead and make sure that, and so we're just going to say Thursday and Friday we'll start at 6:30, and next week we'll be back on 6:45. So I thank you for tuning in to ask that you get out in nature and just enjoy Mother Nature. And remember to stop and breathe and save her life. Namaste and be well.